For more talks and meditations, go to GloriaKGreen.com. Taking Control of Our Stories, Part 1. Once you've thought about the story that you've been telling yourself that limits you, just stop for a moment and think, what are the sensations I feel in my body when I think about that story? So kind of scan through your body and see what you're feeling. Is there a tightness or a tension somewhere? Maybe it's butterflies in your stomach. Maybe it's tightness in your neck. Maybe it's just a restless feeling. And when did you first feel those sensations? The first time you can remember feeling that sensation. May go all the way back to your childhood. And the next thing, once you know when you first felt those sensations, that's going to tell you where this story came from. Where did this story come from? Did it come from your parents, guardian, maybe teachers, maybe friends from childhood or adolescence or adulthood, maybe a partner, maybe a boss? But once you know when you first felt those sensations, that'll give you a clue as to where that story came from. You know, is this your story or someone else's story? Because we don't have to accept someone else's story as our own. And now that you've at least looked that far, it's time to think about changing the focus of your attention. You've noticed what's going on. And before we get down into investigate, we need to be able to change the focus of our attention. Because when that story has us kind of hooked, it's really hard to investigate. Our investigation turns into rumination. So we need to be able to tell ourselves, when this story comes up, I'm going to change the focus of my attention. I'm not going to let this story play through. And I have to, when I change the focus of my attention, when we're meditating, we change the focus of our attention by bringing our attention back to our breath when a thought comes up. And we can do that when the story comes up. You can come back to your breath, and sometimes that's really hard and doesn't help you to change the focus of your attention. And those of you who have been here a while, we've gone through a number of different breath practices. And if you practice those breath practices, and I will give handouts after class to anyone who doesn't have the breath practice handout, but if you practice them like square box breathing, you can use that as an anchor to change the focus of your attention. You can use your feet on the floor as an anchor to change the focus of your attention. What we need is something that's going to be our anchor, something we can hold on to when that story starts to come up. Because if we let that story play through, it gets stronger and stronger, and we end up on this hamster wheel going round and round and round. But if we can notice the sensation that comes up with that story, that gives our brain about a 5-second head start so that we don't shut down our thinking brain and just use our emotional brain. And so we need something to change the focus of our attention. And if you want to use a particular breath practice, it's something that you got to practice every day so you get used to it. I've just started 3 days ago this new practice I read about called orienting. And with orienting, what you do is you stop and you look around the room and keep moving your head and looking and noticing everything that's around you. And then you listen for all the sounds that are around you. And then you feel what you feel on your skin. If you're outside, you'll feel a breeze or the sunshine. And then you smell what you can smell. Maybe it's nothing at all. And then you taste. And it really does bring you back to the present moment. So in one of the next sessions, we'll be doing that practice. I feel like I don't know it well enough to guide a meditation on it yet. But we need something to distract ourselves, because sometimes if that story is really strong, we don't have the strength in that moment to distract us from that, to take care of that story without just ruminating on it. And so we need to be able to change the focus and come back to it when we're feeling strong. We might change the focus of our attention by using some of our inner strength statements to give us the inner strength that we need to deal with the difficult thing that's coming up. So we want something that will distract us from that. And sometimes it's just a distraction. Sometimes you need to go for a walk, turn on the TV, listen to music, read a book. But be careful, because we don't want to live our whole life distracted. There are times where we need a distraction, but we want to consciously make that decision. And notice I never said doom scrolling is one of your distractions, because that's probably not a good idea. But the other ones are, listen to some music that's upbeat, or maybe some sad music if you're feeling sad, and just feel your feelings. But get yourself off of that story, because otherwise we glob onto that story and we end up getting rope burn from it, because we're hanging on and it just keeps going and going and going. But we want to be careful with distractions, because they can become addictions. So again, we're being mindful and we're trying to find the middle path. We don't want to be lost in thought, but we don't want to totally shut the thought down and get into some distraction. But we want to be in the middle, where we're aware of what's going on and we're in control of where our thoughts are going.
We got into groups to discuss what activities you can use when breath practices don't work and you need to distract yourself. We looked at things like changing your activity, putting on some music, picking up a book, turning on a movie, going for a walk, or calling someone. If you can't think how to distract yourself now when you're relatively calm, how will you decide when you're upset? It's important you distract yourself rather than let the story play out because you don't want the neural pathway to get any stronger. Next session, we'll be talking about investigating the story. Thank you.